Okay. Bebe, who are your parents?
Who are my parents?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My parents were Lona E. Skinner and Willie Lynch Crook.
Okay. When did your father meet your mother?
During World War II in Miami when he was in the Navy. They met at church.
Okay. Do you know, like, what they were doing, or, like, did they just meet spontaneously, or they're just...
Well, they were at a youth group meeting, and they met, and so they kind of liked each other.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
So it was nice. It was very romantic.
Oh, okay. Going further into Papa's life, when did he complete his military service, do you know?
At the end of World War II.
Okay. And what was his military status?
He was a lieutenant in the Navy.
Okay. What was his job after the war?
He went to work with the phone company, which was a national company at that time.
Okay.
And he was an electrical engineer, and so a lot of his skills were very useful in that particular business. So okay. He was with them.
Where did he go to college?
He went to Louisiana Tech.
Okay. And he went there after the war?
Yes.
Okay. How did he advance?
Wait, take that back.
What? It's okay. It's fine.
He went before the war.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to think about
that. No, it's okay. How did he advance in his career in the telephone company?
Well, obviously I was very young most of the time when he was going through the different levels of the phone company, but because he had been in the military and because his communications was one of his specialties,
mm-hmm.
he began to advance in that particular area. And it's during that time, I'm not sure if he worked for the phone company or the phone company and the military or the military. That's vague, we don't know.
Okay. Who were some of the influential people that Papa met?
Well, he loved his boss, which was Mr. Pfister. He was a nice man. But one of the most important people that I witnessed that he knew was Herbert Walker Bush with the CIA. And we went to he went to a lot of dinners and meetings and had to go to D.C. and to New York for meetings. And I'm sure when... Now, former President Bush was with the CIA. I'm sure they had a lot of contact because that's when we were in the Cold War with Russia.
Okay.
Stop a minute. Okay, my dad was transferred every 2.5 to 3 years. So as little children, we really didn't have any roots.
Yeah.
We were kind of like gypsies.
But
we were transferred to New Orleans last, before Atlanta. So we went to New Orleans. Things kind of got rocking with the Bay of Pigs, with JFK. And then we were transferred to Atlanta in the early 60s.
Okay.
When JFK was assassinated, I was in the 9th grade. And they closed school down. And my dad had to immediately leave and go to Washington. And he was always a Republican, but he was very respectful of the office of the president, and I don't recall him ever criticizing a president. He cried like a baby when JFK was killed and did not support him in the election, but he cried when he was killed. That's when our life changed a lot. He was very stressed, very secretive. He was out of town a lot. We never knew exactly where.
Okay.
After JFK was killed, he actually went to LBJ's ranch with several of his coworkers to set up communication lines at LBJ's ranch. Lyndon Johnson, of course, followed Kennedy as president once Kennedy was assassinated. And it became very difficult. He didn't talk a lot after that. In other words, he didn't talk about his work hardly at all. We knew very little other than what we could gain as we got older as to what was going on.
Did he ever meet Lyndon B. Johnson? Did Papa?
He met 5 presidents. I do know that.
Oh.
So, but I, and there were pictures. that he showed my brother. Mm-hmm. I did not see them, but he showed David, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in a safe in the house when they lived in Tallahassee, Alabama.
Okay.
And I was not able to find those pictures because my brother asked me specifically about them after my mom died.
Mm-hmm.
So when my dad died, he was only 67 when he died. After the funeral, some government people were at our house, or my mother's house, and asked if they could talk with her. And they went inside and left with a bunch of stuff that he had had after he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And they left with all of that information, several briefcases and a couple of boxes. So I don't know if those pictures were in there or not, but my brother did see them because he showed them to him.
Okay. What were some of Papa's biggest accomplishments?
Probably more than I'll ever know. I do know he got the key to the city of Miami after the Bay of Pigs. He went to several space launches. Of course, he never could talk about his work, so it's hard to know his accomplishments.
Like NASA space launches?
He went down to NASA. He's been to NASA several times. He watched a lot of space flights. And
he's never been on a rocket? He just watched them?
No, I don't think he was our rocket man. I think my grandson Daniel is the rocket man.
Okay.
No, he never went on a space ship.
Okay.
But he was involved because when those ships go into space, they launch satellites, communication satellites.
Did he communicate with the ships? Like, did he ever have any communication with the astronauts on the ship?
I would have no way of knowing.
Okay.
Because pretty much, we always found out after the fact, and information was very tight.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, and we didn't know to ask. Actually, we just trusted what they told us, and
that's true.
They never lied to us. I'll put it that way, but they just didn't say.
Yeah,
it was something they just didn't talk about.
Okay,
we were never allowed anywhere near my dad's desk, nor were the grandchildren.
Yeah,
and telephone wise, we talked very little on the phone with friends. My dad would limit our phone calls. And we weren't allowed to talk on the phone much at all.
Okay. So, not like our generation today on the phone for, 3 hours.
We would have not even had cell phones. My dad, we did have a phone in our room, though. I had a pink princess phone, and we had an intercom. More than everybody else.
I love intercoms. Those are so fun.
We had an intercom.
Is it one of those things that Ross has in his house where you, press the button and you, call?
Well, it was just on the phone instead of, it had a speaker box.
Oh, okay.
Mounted to the wall, but you could use the phone.
Oh, that's fun. How did Papa's job affect his family?
Well, we never set up roots. After 3 years, I was ready to move. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the advantage that my friends and my children had of being in the same area
mm-hmm.
their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have friends that old except my family.
Right.
I really began to develop friendships later. My brother... My brother was telling me, I think they were more aware of things than my sister and I were. We were much older than my younger siblings. But Dad was gone a lot. He
mm-hmm.
was in D.C. a lot. He was in New York. He traveled to Texas once Lyndon was president. I have no idea exactly how many places he actually went for work.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that he was in New York and had some association with the U.N. I can't be exact on what that is because he didn't tell me.
Okay.
He that was when the telephone company split up and was no longer a monopoly, and all these other phone companies started to crop up and do business. So Southern Bell was very directly related to the military communications part of Southern Bell.
Okay. And so y'all would move after every 2-3 years. So
Well, a lot of kids probably know what it's like to move every 2-3 years. First of all, you don't get too close to people because you know you'll have to say goodbye. That's always hard.
That's so hard.
And then the other part of that is I got really tired of being the new girl. That is
mm-hmm.
not a fun place to be. My dad always felt badly because
mm-hmm.
he had to move us so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he worried about that a lot. So when we were in New Orleans in the late 50s, early 60s, we were transferred to Atlanta when he was promoted again with his company. He was the assistant supervisor of communications for the Southeast, military communications. So the Southeast was his domain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that Kennedy was shot while he was in that position probably had a huge effect on his personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all the men that worked with him, there were several that followed him in their career path, and we would always end up in the same town together. And they would echo the same similar things that my dad was feeling.
Okay.
So it was difficult for him too. And when we were in high school, my dad refused 2 moves to Washington, D.C. and 2 moves to New York. He said he did not want to raise his children there. He wanted to raise them in the South. And so after a while, in any position with companies back then, it may be different now, if you decline a move, it could possibly affect your progression with the company.
Mm-hmm.
So each time he did that, he did it for us.
Mm-hmm.
So if that tells you where his priorities were, that he was always a family man, always. But for many men in his age group, in that generation, post-World War II, were married to their corporations. You took a job and you never left.
Mm-hmm.
You stayed with that company forever. It was like a second family to you. So that has changed a lot now in the current business world. But back then, there was a big deal about being loyal and following the company dictates. So that kind of, he did everything he could to protect his company, you know, to protect his position with the company, other than refusing to move a few times. So he commuted one job to New York. He commuted for over 6 months and finished it out where he could work with it locally once they finished it out. So we didn't see him for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
He's in New York City.
I couldn't imagine not seeing Daddy for 6 months. What legacy did Papa leave on our family that you can...
What legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a hard one because there was so much. He helped me raise my children.
Mm-hmm.
His family was first, but his country was second.
Mm-hmm.
Very patriotic. Always honored those who went before him, was always respectful of his country. He would not be happy today with some of the stuff he's seeing. He would
mm-hmm.
be heartbroken. He and his peers that served in World War II were a different kind of generation. And they left the legacy of patriotism, honor, and integrity above
mm-hmm.
all. And I'm thankful that I grew up with that. I don't think a lot of people understand that are younger, that didn't grow up with people that served in the military during probably the worst war ever, up until hopefully ever.
Mm-hmm.
So much death and destruction. He lost a lot of friends, and the death list were put up, and they were pages long
mm-hmm.
of people that died during World War II. So I hate that your generation doesn't have the direct contact with those of his generation, because
mm-hmm.
there was something really special about those people, every one of them. And I'm fortunate that I did, and my children are fortunate that they grew up with him too.
Yeah.
So they understood. In fact, he talked more to them than he did to us, because he was older.
Yeah.
But his greatest contribution, I think, or his greatest legacy, was that he was a truly honest man.
Mm-hmm.
He was devoted to his family, and he was a really strong Christian. And those are things that I think you can't make. That person is born with that, and they believe it, and they pass it on as far as their morals and their integrity. He told me with the last name of Crook, I had to really be honest, because you already had 2 strikes against you with the last name like that. And it was, you know, he really and truly took care of his family.
Mm-hmm.
That was never a question. And he loved his wife beyond measure.
Speaking of his wife, Nana, I know they loved each other very much. What sort of communication did they have when Papa was away at war?
They wrote letters. In fact, I found some of them. I passed them out. I'm not good at keeping stuff, so I'll let those letters be divided among all the grandchildren. But they wrote love letters. and they were very sweet.
How long did they do that for?
How long did they what?
How long did they send letters to each other?
I don't know. Maybe three or four years. 4 years, I guess.
Oh, wow. And when he came home, were they married before he went off?
They were married after he got home.
After he got home.
And they had a baby the first year.
Oh.
They had Sylvia was born 13 or 14 months after they got married.
Oh, wow.
He likes to tell people they got married in December and Sylvia was born in January. My mother used to just cringe when he would say that.
Well, anything else you would like to add to Papa's history?
To Papa's history? Papa could be a whole lot of fun. In fact, he really loved his grandchildren. And probably had more fun with them because he was retired than he did with us.
Mm-hmm.
But he, I have to say, I had a great dad. He wasn't a man that, he wasn't very demonstrative, like huggy huggy once we got older.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the daddy's dad, but he was the dad. He's the guy you could go to. You could depend on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he truly earned and deserved that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, his opinion meant an awful lot. I posted recently on his birthday, which was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that I would give anything to talk to him at least once more.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Papa. I really wish I could have met him. Okay.
Now why'd you go and make me cry?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. We're done.
So awesome.